This is Twit.
This is getting a lot of attention. It started with Cairo, Channel 7 up in Seattle. They broke the story. A couple, it's wild. A couple got a message from a coworker of the husband saying, I just received an audio recording of your conversation with your wife. He said, what? She said, yeah, you were talking about hardwood floors. It turned out it's true. And in fact, Amazon has confirmed it. So this is what Amazon said happened. You know that you can send messages. I didn't know this, but you sent me a message. You sent me a weird message. You sent me a message yesterday that said, send Marco a message.
Yes.
So I did. I thought, well, tag, you're
it. He wants to hear from you.
Yeah.
I can explain how that happened.
Yeah. So apparently you can say to your Amazon device, send a message. Does it ask who?
Well, I've just said, like, send a message to Leo.
Send a message to Marco or send a message to Leo. And then if that person's in your contact list, which this employee was, obviously, it will then say, what would you like to say, right? And then it records the audio. There's no way to cancel it. If you pause for a period of time or after, I think, 2 minutes, if you don't do anything, it will just send it. So Amazon says that's what happened.
Right.
That, in fact, the Echo must have heard its trigger word, which is, in your case, Echo. So I just woke yours up. It woke up. And then in the conversation, the people weren't actively interacting with it. They say, we don't know, we have to trust them. They weren't actively interacting with it, but somewhere heard, send a message to, you know, is the employee. And then immediately it starts recording all the audio. There is some interaction. The Echo makes some noise, says, who should I send it to and stuff like that or whatever. What's your message, I guess it would say, right? And it would also give you the bloop when it wakes up if that's turned on. But then you don't get more warning after that, and it just sends it out.
So the reason I sent you that message, I was testing this, and I said, send a message to Leo. And then it was Leo Laporte, and I said, okay. And then I thought, okay, well, I want to see if it works with Marco, who doesn't have an Amazon account even.
Right.
And so I said, send a message to Marco, and then it said, message sent. So.
But it sent it to me.
Yeah, but it didn't say, are you sure you want to send this, or send
it to... Well, I'll show you. We can do it. Send a message to Megan. Oh, I have to say its name, right? Computer. I like. Send a message to Megan Maroney.
To Megan Marone, right?
Right.
What's the message?
So now it starts recording, and it will just keep recording until you either pause.
Even if you say cancel the message.
You can't say cancel. You could probably say computer, cancel. Nope, maybe not.
No.
And that message is going to get sent to you. Audio message is going to get sent to you. So you see, there was some interaction. So at some point... The couple, they were talking, they were in another room, whatever. They did something fairly unlikely, which is trigger the device, say send a message to somebody's name, and then possibly even confirm it. That's not always required. Amazon said they did. So it's unlikely. Amazon says it's unlikely. But that they're going to... Is it still recording? It is. That they're... I think 2 minutes is the limit. But that they're going to make some changes to make that more difficult.
Canceling.
Oh. Interesting.
So it canceled for some reason.
But see, the situation, you could say, Echo, send a message to Jerry.
Your device is not set up for calling and messaging.
Help
set it up with the Alexa app.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second.
Disabled it on this.
Yes, I have. So, computer, send a message to Jerry.
Sorry, what's the full name?
Jerry Wagley.
What's the message for Jerry Wagley?
I need you to... Oh, wait, you know, Leo, Jerry has not been performing.
Oh, he's such a jerk.
Why are you
even sending him a message?
I know, I shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Can we cancel that now?
Nope.
What?
Yeah, let's
They're
do
gonna,
that.
That's going to go to Jerry. Stop. Now, actually, if you thought of that, you could unplug it. You could turn it off. You could shout. I mean, there's things you could do if you really didn't want to send it.
Sending from Leo.
And that's it.
Just no!
So now, by the way, it sends it very... I didn't even know this capability was here. It sends it very fast.
Yeah.
There's Jerry's phone.
Okay, so sorry.
Jerry, whatever we said in that message, please don't listen to it.
Yeah, don't read it.
Didn't mean a
don't
thing.
See it.
It does give you a transcription as well as the audio, which is kind of cool.
So
you can read it pretty quick, right?
So.
I need you to... Oh, wait, you know, Leo, Jerry has not been performing.
Why are you even sending him a message?
So that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like it. So there are some things you can do. Dr. Mom called me and said, you know, every Echo device has a button on it. Not you. Has a button on it to mute. So press that button, and on the dot, you can see it makes a red microphone and a red ring around it. On the show, it has a red line here. You'll see a red light on the top of the old-fashioned Echoes. So you can always do that. Now, no matter what you say, computer, I'm talking to you, computer. It's not going to respond.
So now you just have a box, another box.
And yeah, why have an Echo if you can do that?
Yeah. So
I guess the idea is, it's almost like making a tap to talk. Like, if you're going to talk to it, you have to come up to it, push that, and then you can talk to it.
Yeah. I think, with Siri, like, I send text messages with Siri all the time, and then it says, are you sure you want to send it? You know, there's all kinds of things
a confirmation
it could
would
do.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, a playback of the message and then a confirmation would probably. And it may be what Amazon plans to do, but the fact is it doesn't do that right now. It just sends it.
And there's no, on the Echo show, there's no way to turn it off. Because as you heard, I turned it off on the Echo Dot, but there's no way to do that. And the way you have to do it on the Echo Dot is you have to go through the FreeTime app, which is the parental controls.
So we should explain this. There are parental controls available for some Echoes, but apparently not all.
Yeah.
Maybe in time they'll be rolled out for all.
Right, but it doesn't show. It shows
apparently it doesn't do it because I can't find it on my Echo show.
Yeah, and I can find it on my Echo Dot, but not for my Echo show.
So why don't we walk through that? So if you have it, and you have to do this device by device, which is a pain.
And I have a lot of Echoes. I have like 12.
Plus, this isn't actually what it's designed to do. This is the kid. This is the kid filter stuff.
Yeah, so this is how you turn on FreeTime. So this is the Alexa app. And you
hit the hamburger menu and then choose devices. You see, you're going to have to go through every device here, so pick one.
Yeah, there was a lot of them, and I picked the Echo Dot, the third Echo Dot. And you go down, you scroll down to
Free time. Turn that on. Now, once you turn that on, you now have to go through a whole process to set up free time.
And it's annoying if you don't have kids and you don't want to use any of this. So you enter your child's
name. What? Your kid's name, gender, and birth date. What? That's not GDPR compliant. Well, give me a break.
Free time is their way they get kids using more of their content. Yeah. So if you were like, oh, I don't have a Kindle, I don't need that. So now
you've
got
a 2-year-old dinosaur.
Yeah, named Leo.
Is it a male or a female?
Well, let's decide.
Do you have to choose?
You had to choose. I didn't choose. It made you choose. And then you continue. And so.
So you now made a profile for a spurious child.
Right, exactly. So I entered my Amazon password and then
agree to this.
Yeah. And it registered the device. And then here is where you can turn it all off. So where it says calling and messaging and drop in, which is the other weird thing.
Drop in, you can disable in another place. But it's the messaging that we're concerned about here. So that's the one place that we know of that you can disable calling and messaging.
And so then when I say to Echo, send a message to Leo.
Your device is not set up for calling and messaging. Ask a grown-up to help set it up.
Ask a grown-up. Hey, kids. Having trouble with privacy? Ask a grown-up.
I wish I could set all these privacy policies on you and you would have to ask a grown-up.
I wish I could ask a grown-up. Do you know any?
Before you say that thing that's in your head,
ask
a grown-up.
That's a good idea. That's a good. I'll use that as a rule of thumb from now on. Hey, is there any grown-ups in here? Because I think I want to say something.
But that doesn't appear in my Echo show at all. So if I mean, this is my, can you see this?
Well, it also disables a pretty important feature, which is the call feature, because I love the idea that I can make phone calls with my Echo.
So if I go to the hamburger menu and then Alexa devices, so it worked on my Echo Dot, but if I go down to my Echo show here.
We couldn't find the kid filtering.
It doesn't show that at all, so I can't do it. I can't really do anything here, which is annoying.
In other words, there really isn't a good fix for this. I'm going to say I don't think people should freak out. This has been available for a year, right? And this is the first time we've heard of a message being sent accidentally.
I would guess that it has happened more often than you think. First of all, because it's sort of embarrassing. It can be embarrassing. So maybe you don't want to say that you did that.
Right.
Also, who checks their Alexa messages?
Right.
You know, where did you get notified of your Alexa
messages? Yeah, you get a notification.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In fact, it's a little annoying because all day yesterday my Echoes were glowing with yellow lights on them saying, you've got a notification.
Right. And it was just me.
Yeah. I'm sure Amazon will make this better. I love these Echo devices, but I understand how people are concerned that they might be privacy leaks. And this just adds fuel to the fire. I mean, you're putting a microphone in your house. And is it sending messages back to Amazon or other people without your knowledge? Could have been very embarrassing if, you know, they'd been having a fight. And the fight got sent to his employee. That could have been very embarrassing. Or just some random person in your contact list. Wow.
But this does happen. I mean, have you ever accidentally recorded on an iMessage and sent that? I've done that.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, this is the other thing I always say to people who say, oh, you don't want to microphone in your house. You're carrying a camera, microphone, GPS, and always on internet connection in your pocket, most of you, all the time. Mm-hmm. So you already got that going for you. You know, and if the FBI, sent a national security letter to Amazon saying, we think Megan is a huge threat to national security. We'd like you to turn the Echo on. They may not be able to say no, but they could also do it to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do it to the phones of the people around you. We nowadays have to deal with the fact that we're surrounded by microphones all the time. And I think that this is something we have to think about, we have to be aware of. But if you think the Echo would be useful, and I know many people, blind people, handicapped people, who find this really useful. I love it. I use it all the time. Maybe you shouldn't worry about it too much.
Right. I mean, if listening to the Twit Flash Briefing is...
I love that.
I think it's worth a little bit of violation of your privacy.
There you go.
Personally.
By the way, did you know that you can listen to this show on the Flash Briefing? Just add Twit to your Flash Briefing, and every day during your newscast, you'll get a little piece of Twit right in there.
Mm-hmm.
We stick it in there in the middle of your briefing.